When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello? Hello? This is Planet Earth.
Now on Granada, tonight.
We've got some more Judgment Day prophecies coming along, lads.
I'm not Quackers, but aliens stole my feathered friends.
Space aliens turned my wife into Toffee Crisp.
This guy paints the sex he allegedly has with aliens.
And the new conspiracy theory is that Atlantis may have drained the Sahara Desert.
Right, I'll go into it. Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. After a very long time, the other guys are going to sound a little bit funny because we're recording this over Skype as a little bit of a test. But with me, as usual, is Beefy.
Hey guys, how's it going?
And Adam Tiss.
Sounding funny on the mic, Tissy.
So it's been so long since we put an episode out, like so long. We didn't want to leave it any longer, but we're not going to be around each other, so we thought let's just do a little Skypey weird news to let you know we're all still thinking of you.
I've missed this.
What have you missed?
I've missed recording. I think I've missed weird news.
I don't know if I've missed weird news, but it's all we've got ready to go for at the moment.
I've missed weirdness.
So it's not hopefully there won't be as much of a gap between this and the next one.
No,
it shouldn't be. Like, there's no reason we can't record a few episodes pretty soon. And I've already got some in the bag, which I forgot to tell you guys about, which I was talking to some listeners about. Right, has anyone got any weird news stories?
Oh, now you've caught me. Hang on, I'll load it up.
I have no weird tales.
Well, I'll send...
I know the listeners have put a lot into it, though, so... I would love if you'd send me some, and I can read them out.
I don't know how to really do this, but does this come up as anything if I post this?
So, I did have some stuff, and I've now...
Space aliens turned my wife into Toffee Crisp.
Oh, for...
Only in the Sunday Sport newspaper.
What do you think about this one?
Well, me?
Yeah, both of you.
This is fucking mad. Look at the picture.
Yeah, I know.
This is brilliant.
Have a look. Hang on, I can't see this picture. Hang on.
Oh my god.
Where's the? Hang on, I'm loading it up on Twitter.
It's on the chat as well. It's in the chat.
Oh, for God's sake!
It's a man. Okay, for listeners, it's a man in glasses holding out a napkin, and on the napkin is a Toffee Crisp, a chocolate bar that we have in the UK. I don't know if they have it in America. And the headline is: Space aliens turned my wife into a Toffee Crisp.
And hang on a minute, can I just read out the first paragraph?
Yes, please do.
It says, Ray, who's the man, the husband of the Toffee Crisp, who insists there were no problems in his 20-year marriage to Eileen, said he came home on Thursday night to find his wife missing and a mysterious Toffee Crisp on the kitchen floor.
She didn't go out and leave her chocolate behind, of course, it's aliens.
That's mental. He's got problems.
What's he doing? One of the One of the things says blowback. What does that mean? Former boxing club owner Ray said he worked into the early hours of Friday scrubbing the kitchen floor in case there was any space contamination left by the
moon men.
Oh my god, the ex-scrap dealer said. I love this. Every sentence, they're like revealing something new about him. The former boxing club owner said, and then next is like the ex-scrap dealer said.
I just really tickled that they refer to the aliens as moon men.
Moon men. That's a big assumption that they're from the moon, right?
To me, this is just, again, some guy just being a twat. Yeah.
He's got no evidence. Paper.
Yeah, he's just been, and his face just screams of bullshit.
I think the Sunday Sport got these images off some Google search.
Some dating website.
Just some, yeah, stock image. And I've just made this shit up, honestly, because there's no people this dumb. There's not as many people. No.
It's just like clickbait shit.
Yeah, this is nonsense.
That whole newspaper is like buy bait. It's like clickbait, like reality clickbait before it existed.
Right.
It drew builders in, and then they bought it, and they read all the trollop.
Well, we've got another one from the Daily Sport as well.
Oh, classic.
These are all, so basically, since we did the last weird news, which was back in January, we've had so many people send us different things, and I just opened a load of them from the emails, from the Facebooks and from Twitter and everything, and some of them that we found ourselves. I actually think one of you guys posted this in our personal unexplainable WhatsApp chat, but I saved it for this.
Okay, I think I might have posted this. Aliens tell Stargazer that David Walliams is one of them.
Yeah, the headline is Aliens told me David Walliams is definitely, quote, one of them.
This is unreal.
Who is it?
David Walliams.
So, I'm guessing...
What is the agenda?
I'm guessing all our listeners know who David Walliams is.
Well, the Americans probably won't, will they?
He's a British comedian / children's writer.
Yeah. yeah.
Most famous for the show Little Britain.
Hang on. So, hobbyist stargazer Keith Johnson says he's made contact with aliens and hyper-intelligent moon men again. What is going on?
Same writer. It's the Sunday Sport.
Moon men. Oh, man. Have told him that comedian David Walliams is one of them. Over the past 10 years, this guy's spent his time in a spare room scanning the radio frequencies for evidence of so-called extraterrestrial intelligence. Oh, and it's just waffle, isn't it?
Oh, this is so, like, non-specific as well. His breakthrough came on Wednesday night when Keith tuned his special radio apparatus to a frequency slightly to the right of Heart Yorkshire FM.
Oh, man alive.
Slightly to the right of Heart Yorkshire FM, you have... basically radio from another planet.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
He said, quote, I could hardly believe my ears. I became the first human being in history to make radio contact with an alien civilization. I said into the microphone, hello, hello, this is planet Earth. There was a pause while their hyper-intelligent astro brains digested my language. And within minutes, we were chatting away and they were telling me all sorts of secrets.
Wait a minute.
The most staggering thing they told me was that David Walliams was one of them. I asked them what they meant, and they said that David Walliams was not as other men. Were they suggesting that Walliams was a space alien?
Obviously.
Oh, my days.
And
did it not enter his head that it was just some teenagers pissing about?
I mean, that's teenagers on a wind-up, 100%.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
Beef, you just posted something.
Yeah, I found this today, a few days ago on News Hub. I mean, it's all over the internet.
I haven't seen this yet.
But there's a new conspiracy theory concerning Atlantis, and So this is newshub.co.nz. So this is on a New Zealand news website. But like I say, it's all over. It's on YouTube. It's all over the internet. It's not just this page.
Okay.
And the new conspiracy theory is that Atlantis may have drained the Sahara Desert. Lots of conspiracy theorists have found space imagery of if you can see the image, the way I'll describe the image, maybe we can get it on up for our listeners.
It'll be on the website.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, how would you, are you boys looking at that?
I can see the image, yeah.
It's just like a big, it's like almost like a crop circle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like with rings coming out. It's like a big central, sorry, I'd knock the microphone. It's a big central like hub with like rings coming out of it.
Yeah, and so the suggestion is that based on what we have evidence of as being Atlantis, it fits that structure. It fits that kind of circular structure. That's obviously just based on theories that people have had over time. But yeah, yeah. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
That's amazing. I think that looks very likely.
Right, he's convinced.
Maybe we've been looking in all the wrong places all this time.
Exactly.
So where was it before? Where did when we did our Atlantis episode?
I think it was near.
It was near Greece, wasn't it? It was in that little area of sea.
Or Sardinia.
Sardinia.
That's it. So it's not a million miles away from. If it's in the Sahara, it's kind of. Mm. It's kind of. Western Africa, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not that far off, so it's not completely wacky.
Well, there was a lot of theories in that episode, because there was another theory that it was near the Caribbean, I think. And then in the ocean one as well, I picked up some other theories about it being nearer to Japan as well, so there's loads of different theories as to where it could possibly be.
But there we go. You never know.
It's weird. It's this one.
The work. Oh man, I just keep seeing these titles, boys.
News Australia is this.
So the headline for this one, this is from news.com.au.
Yeah.
And the headline is Abducted. I'm not quackers, but aliens stole my feathered friends. Alien forces are behind a series of mysterious duck disappearances in the Northern Territory, according to a local nurse.
There's so many alien stories tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's really like alien heavy, I'm sorry.
Aliens stole everything.
So the aliens stole some ducks.
Aliens get a bad fucking rap. That's why they haven't visited, because they've got such a fucking rap sheet that they're going to get arrested the second they drop down the amount of stuff they've done.
She's had a total of 8 ducks going missing from her locked yard. She said, mysteriously... Mysteriously, over the course of 2 weeks, one by one, they disappeared into thin air. There's no sign of any forced entry. There's no feathers. There's no big fat snakes. There's no dogs. There's no evidence at all. A wild dog couldn't have got past my dog and would have left feathers or a mess. And a snake couldn't have eaten 8 ducks in 3 weeks. So I guess the only logical explanation is aliens, right?
That sounds like... I don't know. It sounds like taking the piss out of snakes. Like, surely... They might be able to eat that many ducks.
It goes on to say the birds had clipped wings and couldn't fly. So Miss Friend, I think her name is, said it was unlikely her feathered friends escaped themselves. However, she hadn't ruled out the possibility of an alien abduction. That's definitely on the cards, she said.
Oh, my days.
It's like the news reporter just wanted an alien story and was like, what do you reckon, aliens? She's like, maybe. And they're like, possible aliens. she then said whoever's taken the ducks has taken all the good ducks. I've been left with Squawky Duck and Old Duck, who is a bit senile. So it must be alien forces that have left my 2 worst ducks.
My 2 worst ducks. Oh man, this is what I've missed. I've really missed this.
Yeah, these ridiculous stories.
Sounds like lie they told their family gone too far. Like, the family are like, report it to the news then. If it's really true, report it to the news.
Yeah, it's nonsense. It's just people on Wind Up. If you make a stupid enough story up, they'll print it. Because it's like, some nutter said this. They're probably just joking around. Yeah. B, if you just posted something, I'll just come back into the chat. What have we got here?
I did, yeah.
End of times.
Well, we've got some more Judgment Day prophecies coming along, lads.
Okay. They're daily. Every day, it's the end of times.
It's coming along every day, yeah. This is the mirror.co.uk, so it's nice and trustworthy and not bullshit. A birth of the first red heifer in 2,000 years fulfills a Bible prophecy and signals end of days.
So in the Bible it says there's a red cow?
I have no idea. I have no idea what they're talking about. This is just total bullshit, because at no point in this article can I see where they've actually referenced any biblical...
I always thought all end of times stuff, if it was involved with an animal, it was always a goat. I thought goats were used for satanic ones, right?
Goats were used as... So the only thing I can think of is, particularly in Judaism... heifers and goats would have been used, well, before Jesus anyway, they were used as sacrifices for sins. I don't know, maybe in Judaism.
Some old religious texts also say that the devil can appear as a goat.
Yeah, they do.
But they never say he can appear as a red cow.
No, but I think it's more, I don't really know what this... I wonder whether it's more to do with Judaism. It says the Bible prophecy has been realized as the first red heifer in 2,000 years was born in Israel. I don't know what it's. I have no idea what it means, really. I don't know whether there's something about the calf or the cow having to be without blemish.
Right.
But it doesn't really say why that means we're going to... Oh, no, it does. It says some theologians believe the construction of a third... What is this banging on about? It's something to do with... I don't know. Can you guys make any of this out? I don't know what this even... This is what I hate about the Mirror. Like, there's no... No, the sentence structure is just balls.
Well, it's a very sensational headline, and I'm hoping that you'll stop reading... By the time it stops making sense, which is quite soon.
Yeah, like two sentences in. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it says at some point in Jewish scriptures that if a red cow appears, then say your prayers.
Make sure they're the right ones.
Yeah, good prayers.
I've just posted a video in the thing. Can you guys see that?
I'm just getting it now.
Okay.
I must admit, guys, I feel like this is the most productive we've ever been with you with weird news.
It's because we're on such a time constraint. We're just like quick fire, like chucking them out here.
Oh, I'm getting this bloody advert. Hang on.
I just created a Wix.
Are we watching it now?
Yeah, sure. I can hear yours, so I've already watched this. Pete Laws sent me this.
Ooh.
It's still loading.
So it's a video on YouTube. Creepy formation appears under man's blanket, and this this went around the internet quite a bit when it was first on about a month or so ago. It was a few days after we had the interview with Reverend Peter Laws for the podcast.
Okay. In all seriousness, this is my sheet. This is my covering for my mattress. There is nothing under it. Look. See? Wait, watch. See if it comes. Look, there it is. Look, watch. See if it comes back. I don't know. That's just fucking creepy. Oh, there it is. Look. Look. The fuck out of here.
There it is. Look. What the hell? What is the formation of what?
Well, it's just, it's like the blanket's rising on its own, isn't it?
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a group of ants in the corner.
No. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, it's just this, like, he keeps patting the blanket down and it keeps, like, rising of its own accord. A lot of people saying it just looks like possibly like a trick, like there's a fan underneath it or something like that. It does look odd, I will say that, because it's a very particular bubble of air just like keeps forming in the middle of this guy's like bed sheets or something. And he keeps trying to pat it down and it keeps like rising up again.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I've had a look at one of the comments.
Yes.
From Dana's son on YouTube, and it says they say it's a ghost jerking off.
Well, case closed.
So, although later on someone says Eureka, they actually say your discovery. What they actually mean is there just hot air trapped underneath that's trying to get out? I don't know. I don't understand science enough to know what that is, but it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Do you think it's a ghost?
No.
Tis, do you think it's a ghost?
No.
Quark, there you go. Rubs.
But if it's not a ghost, though, what is it?
I posted it on Twitter and asked the listeners real or rubs, and it seemed to come down on the side of rubs.
Yeah. Well, as in someone's fabricated it.
Yeah, it's not a ghost, basically. It's something. Either the guy has done it unintentionally, he doesn't realise why it's doing it, but it's just like a bit of trapped air, or he's set it up himself.
Yeah. It could be, yeah, it's just like a clever illusion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's kind of creepy, though, when you first look at it. Wow, what is this? Is this you, Tis?
No.
I've just seen the headline.
It's a documentary film as well. It's been made out of this.
Is it?
Yeah, so the headline is, "This guy paints the sex he allegedly has with aliens."
As if we want to see it.
When he was 17, David Huggins says he lost his virginity to an extraterrestrial. He says, "When I was 17, I lost my virginity to a female extraterrestrial. He's now 74, and they've made a documentary about him called Love and Saucers." And he paints, he says that all these memories came back to him, at a certain time in his life, and then he just started painting them. And he paints the sexual experiences he's had with extraterrestrials over the years. I'm actually going to watch this documentary, I think. I watched the trailer for it, and I will insert the trailer for it in a minute on this episode as well, in audio. But yeah, that's his claim.
Where can you watch it, Bob?
What, the trailer?
Well, the whole thing.
I don't know where you can watch the whole documentary, but there's an advert for the documentary is in the middle of this news article.
Oh.
Why did these beings choose me? There is an orange yellowish light comes on. David is looking at the light. It doesn't hurt his eyes. He is aware of the beings. They are standing over him. They are touching his body. My name is David Huggins. I'm 72 years old, and I live in Hoboken, New Jersey. I was living a perfectly normal life until I started remembering things. It was just like image upon image upon image. It wouldn't stop. I was so scared. The eyes were just glowing. They hit the ground running straight toward me. And we floated up to some type of craft. I said, "You hurt me, you hurt me." "No, no, 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 no." This is the woman I never told anyone about. When I was 17, I lost my virginity to a female extraterrestrial. That's all I can say about it. Virginity lost.
And scrolling down this news article, you will see some very interesting pictures of...
This is mental.
Naked alien women and him having sex with them and people being lifted through the skies... as one of an alien straddling him in the woods.
So there's the have you seen the picture that's so it looks like aliens abducting him.
Yes.
With his house in the background.
Yeah, the picture to the right of that.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
It's just a naked woman holding her breasts, but with an alien face.
That's amazing. It's exactly like the guy I said about on the Channel 4 documentary.
Exactly. That's what it made me think of. And I thought for a moment it was the same guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I would half expected it to be the same guy.
Yeah, no, this guy's from America. Because that other guy was like an MP
or
something.
Very similar things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, like, what's the word? Archetypes.
Maybe that gives more truth to it. These two guys have experienced the same thing.
Yeah, but maybe not sex with aliens. Maybe it's just like a collective hallucination.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
So you're going for rubs, it's like, not aliens, reels, maybe it's a shared experience thing.
Maybe, you know, like sleep paralysis. Maybe these guys get a sleep paralysis of that kind.
Yep.
And because no one else gets it, and everyone who does get it in that way thinks it's aliens, none of them know it's sleep paralysis.
Yep.
But have they ever been analysed by someone? Probably not.
No, because they get cast off as ridiculous stories.
Yeah. Or, but they wouldn't allow themselves to be psychoanalysed, like, if they were to go to sleep in, like,
no,
a laboratory.
No, no,
no. Damn it.
I don't know what I make of that.
Hey, unfortunately, this is where our Skype call cut out. And we couldn't record any more of the episode, but we did say it was going to be a really short Weird News, and we were running out of time anyway. Thanks to everyone who sent ideas for Weird News stories. There was loads this time around, so sorry if we didn't get round to yours. There were a couple more stories that we did want to talk about. So one of them was, you know, we like playing clips from This Morning, the breakfast show in the UK. This is a clip from that I just wanted to play on this episode, where a guest claims they had sex with a ghost on an aeroplane.
Well, yeah, I was really sad because in my experience, spirits tend to be quite static. And so I thought I'd had to leave it behind. And then whilst I was on the plane, suddenly realised it surprised me and, yeah, come with me.
I'm trying to understand this. Is this similar to being possessed, almost?
No.
No?
No, it's similar. It's similar to a normal earthbound relationship, just
well,
my partner happens to be a spirit.
Except it's not, like, because it's not. No one can meet or see or greet or see the love that you are experiencing. So I'm trying to imagine what this is like, and I'm thinking maybe this is like having a really nice dream. Yeah, that you can go back into and opt into whenever you want.
No, I'd say it's definitely real. I'm definitely awake.
You're definitely awake. So when you say you're definitely awake, so you're awake, what are you feeling? Are you being touched? Are you being held? Are you being kissed? Or is it just conversation?
Sometimes, yeah.
And
it's just like a normal relationship.
So you get excited, you get turned on by this relationship?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you did say that actually on the flight back from Australia, you did actually go into the loo and do what some people do.
Member of a Mile High Club, yeah.
And why did you need to go into the loo to do that if nobody can see that presence there?
Because, I don't know, wouldn't be able to get into it on the seats, I guess.
So even then you felt you needed to be private?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed that one. Also, another story that interested me that loads of you sent in was about the multiple Mothman sightings in Chicago way back in like January this year. So thanks to everyone that sent them. They were really interesting. And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk about them either. So hopefully there won't be as much of a gap between this one and the next episode of Weird Tales. In fact, we should be recording one within the next week to go up in about 2 weeks' time. Tiss won't be on that one. It would be me, Beef, and a special guest. And then we're planning on getting together to record a few episodes next month, which will go out after that. We're going to try and record a few in one block to release sort of regularly after then. And what we're doing now, because we're all still moving around, this has been a bit of a tumultuous year for us three. We are making plans to bring Weird Tales back regularly sometime soon. So we definitely haven't given up on the show. We still love doing it, and we really appreciate all of you listening. Just quickly, all the regular, you know, outro stuff that you're used to hearing. You can contact us at unexplainableuk@mail.com. You can find the website weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com, where there are all links to all the stories we talked about on this episode and a companion post to every episode we've ever done. And on that website, you can also find the links to find us on Twitter, Facebook, You can find links to our merch store to buy t-shirts. You can find links to donate to the show to support us, which is really appreciated, as we're going to need to buy some new equipment soon if we want to keep the show going. Because we're not going to be able to get together, we still want to maintain the sound quality of the show. We don't want to have to use the Skype call-in method that we did for this. It's not ideal. We definitely don't want to do a proper show like that. We're basically going to need to get a setup each, rather than like getting together and using our shared setup now. So we do need to buy a few bits for that. And the other way you can support the show for free is by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. It really does help. Also, if you're on social media or anything, you can just do a post about us, you know, link to your favorite episode, tell your friends about the show, anything. We really want to try and get the show back out there again as we sort of try and relaunch everything. Anyway, thanks for listening. And after the gong at the end, you're going to hear a little bit of outtake stuff, the stuff that you would usually have gone into Rubs if you were patrons. But it's just a lot of nonsense from the beginning of the Skype call where we went off track about milk alternatives and go-karting, if I remember rightly. So enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, guys.
Do you ever go to the high street and they're giving away cans of Coke, mini cans of Coke, and you're just like, I fucking know what Coke tastes like. Everyone. Why are you trying to...
I do think that it's because these big companies have a certain budget they have to spend on advertising, and it's like, just use it for something else. We know what your product is.
Just give it to...
I saw a fucking advert for milk.
What?
And I was like, I know what milk is.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Leeds.
It's getting like different kind of... Oh, is it
alternative milks right now?
What's that?
Milk's getting killed by alternative milks.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
True.
Bleeding.
I don't mind alternative milks, but none of them taste as good on my cereal.
No.
Well, oat is my new favourite.
Oh, I hate that stuff.
Oh, I love it.
No, Tish, that's mank.
Love it.
Almond milk in a coffee, that's lovely, that works, because nuts and coffee, that them taste work, but I can't find a good alternative milk for my cereal.
Mm. I like coconut. Coconut's good. Coconut's like
on
a nice...
cereal?
Yeah.
No.
Give in to the coconut
taste.
I'll
tell you what, I had a lovely, lovely coconut porter at the beer festival.
A porter? What is that?
Like a Guinness, like a black beer.
Ooh,
coconut. So it was like dark, rich, and coconutty, nice. And it was lovely.
Bouncy.
It was lovely stuff.
Sounds lovely, mate. The thing is, it's particularly when you're eating like porridge, you want like a nice, rich, creamy porridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't want alternative milks like separate as well.
Yeah,
no,
or they get really like starchy and weird.
Yeah.
We've already strayed. We've got it.
Yeah. This needs to be cut already.
Is this weird news or vegan?
Yeah, that's terrible. That's not even funny enough to keep in. It's just bad.
Oh,
and we're getting back into that fucking porridge talk again from the other day.
Oh god, yeah. Straight away, my mind shot to when I took porridge to Beef's house, and you all laughed at me.
Yeah, because you were just like, we were getting takeaway, and you were just like, nah, I'm right. I've got this stuff. Ever seen it?
It was basically my idea to save money. I did it for one day and saved nothing because fish and chips costs nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially if you get like a pie, it's like a couple of quid.
I wouldn't be surprised if the next day I went out for like a proper meal or something. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, but Tis, also, it was the fact that you were having it three times a day. Porridge, your gut, man.
I went through a period of trying to eat anything but normal food. I just wanted to eat something that would just sustain me.
Do you remember what he had as his dessert?
No.
It was a multi-pack of Space Raiders.
Oh, God. Oh, I was a minger, wasn't I? Minger.
Like 10 bags.
Yeah.
I was pretty taken aback by the other day when he was like, yeah, we should all go go-karting. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, we have to go go-karting. We have to go go-karting. Oh my god, we have to go. It's so much
I've never
fun.
Been.
It's Bob, you, out of all of us, would fucking love it more than anyone, because I know you'd be so competitive, and you're such a fast driver, fast car Eddie. You would be around those corners. Do you know what? My brother did it, and he was an absolute speed demon, and I think Bob's the same. I think he's a dark horse. I think he'd be around those corners.
Tis, can I just ask, how did go-karting, who did you go go-karting with?
So me, my brother and my nephew, we paid £25 for, I think it's 30 minutes. It doesn't sound a lot of time, but it's actually too much time, if anything, because your hands start to like vibrate and like your bum gets sore, you know, after too long. But it's so much fun. Like, it's fucking brilliant. You're driving around at super high speed. And, like, I overtook my nephew, like, 6 times. Just, like, give him the finger so many times.
He's like, how old is your nephew?
And I... 12. And I overtook my brother a few times, and it was just... it was just a rush. You got to do it. You got to do it. We need to do an unexplainable go-kart.
Okay, yeah. Just an excuse to go go-karting and spend the Weird Tales money on it.
It would be a bit like Top Gear, wouldn't it? Like,
would be, yeah. Imagine that.
That's free. Who do you think each one of us is? Who's Clarkson?
B.
Why am I Clarkson?
Tiss is Hammond.
I'm obviously James May. I've got long hair.
And I sound a little bit like this.
Why am I Clarkson?
I just picked one. There's no rhyme or reason.
Is it because I'm the most controversial?
Yeah.
Because you'd punch someone if you didn't get a sandwich.
Is it because I'm a racist?
You are typical.
A racist?
Typical at punching people when you don't get your sandwiches.
I'll have you know I've never punched anyone because I didn't get a sandwich.
you have punched someone, though.
No, I don't think so.
I've never punched someone in the face.
I feel like if I had, I'd remember the clean, you know, connection or something. Like, it'd be ingrained, but
clean connection. That sounds like a rubbish. Sounds like a rubbish aftershave.
If you were going to throw a punch once in your life, you'd want it to be
a clean connection.
You'd want it to be absolutely perfect. Like,
yeah,
you'd always want to win all the heavyweight belts in one punch and then just retire unbeaten. That's what you want to do,
right? Has anyone got any weird news stories?
Virginity lost.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.